Hey, everybody, thanks for staying with us into our guest segment here on The Common Sense Show, the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are so happy to be with you because we need to form all the alliances and allegiances that we need to because we're in difficult times and there's strength in numbers. And I'm hoping that the great guests that we get on here and they share their expertise, you're able to use this information to strengthen your position and go out and win converts to our cause. What's our cause? Well, one of two causes I have. One is to, try to preserve the Republic. That's in question. The other is to try to wake people up as to who's actually doing what they're doing to us and who they really serve. So then my Christian faith comes into play. So those are my two purposes. They don't have to be yours. But we do need to unify. I think we all agree with that. Civilized people need to unify now because we're being ruled by corrupt, uncivilized people with very questionable morals. So I'm glad you're here. Anyway, I'm Dave Hodges, and I know a lot of you know who I am. And if you're a stranger to the show, welcome. And we hope you'll enjoy our guest today, Stefan Verstappen. And he's been a guest twice before, and he's really, really interesting. We've had some fascinating discussions, and we're going to talk about Art of War principles applied to what's going on now, namely Sun Tzu. But before we go to our guest, we need to let you know that we've got to keep the lights on, but also, too, we've got products that I think you're going to need to have. Our resident expert on survival, Bob Griswold, says you really need about 2 years of food. Now, if you can't get there, all you can do is all you can do, and you may want to think about teaming up with someone, too, if you don't have the resources, because time is short. The supply chain chaos is here. We tried to get microwave and a dishwasher. We've been in the same house for 17 years. And my wife was told November. You heard me, November. That was in July. And now we're being limited on meat purchases. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to be able to prep much longer. Time is really, really short. So if you're short of funds, I get that, and I'm sorry for that. But try to partner with family members and friends, because once it starts, you're going to be at the mercy of whoever's in charge. And that could be a risky proposition. So our food is called preparewithdave.com. MPS is actually the company name. But the website you go to order is preparewithdave.com. They have $40 off the four-week package. And people are ordering multiple sets. I had a gentleman order 100 sets because the price is so good. He knows he can't duplicate that price anywhere else. And the quality is good, restaurant quality. And the shelf life is excellent, 25-year shelf life. So go to preparewithdave.com, take advantage of that great sale. And if you have food, you have to have water. And we like the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. And they're so good at what they do, they put the comparative research right there on the website. And they can see company one, company two, and Alexa Pure Pro water filter. And they beat them all. And they're offering their product for 40% off. It's a great deal. And you'll be able to purify standing water. And that'll be your challenge, because people will walk off the job in the midst of a crisis. And you may not have people purifying your water. Your water may be tainted, so you may be down to swimming pool, lakes, whatever, and you got to have a way to purify it. This is a great way to do it. Go to waterwithdave.com. So you've got the food, preparewithdave.com. You've got the water, waterwithdave.com. And I sincerely hope you take advantage of these great opportunities, because I feel in my spirit, my heart, and my logic that we are within the 90-day period where all hell could break loose. Well, anyway, our guest, Stefan Verstappen, is an author, and he's written great stuff, and we're going to let him tell you about that before we close. But he's also what I would call an intellectual, and he doesn't really call himself that, but I do, because we've had some pretty intellectual discussions, and I think today is going to be no exception to that as we apply a model from Sun Tzu to what's going on, and then we'll also probably move into different areas. Stefan, it's great to have you back on the show. It's been too long, and I'm sorry it's been so long. We're not gonna go that long between visits next time, because I think come election time, I think the independent media could be off the air.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for having me back on, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And for the listeners, I am really a fan of the Common Sense Show. I listen to it every day. And as a survivalist and somebody who writes about survivalism and who has studied history, you know, see my video, the historical cycles, are we doomed to repeat the past?
Mm-hmm.
Everything Dave has been telling the listeners for the last 2 years is dead on, and especially now with the food and the water purifier. The food is extremely important. You've got to get the food, and I'll tell you why. And that is because we are under a communist regime. Make no mistake about it. The Overton window has moved so far to the left in the last 80 years, since the end of the Second World War, that Republicans would be considered socialists. I mean, they're in favor of property tax. That's a communist plank. Mm-hmm. They're in favor of income tax. That's a communist plank. They're in favor of a central bank. That's a communist plank. So even the Republicans are socialists, Marxists. And what happens throughout history, just read the history. There's a great series out now on communism. I think there's like a 10-part series, When Communism Takes Over or something like that. It's on YouTube. It's great. People should watch that. But I've studied communism. I've studied history. When the communists take over, one of the first things they do is institute a famine. Usually artificial, and it's really easy to do that. All you do is you interrupt the supply chains. It's childishly simple to do this. All you have to do is, say, shut down the truckers or go to the distribution factories and set up a few guards there. No food's coming out. Or go after the farmers and tell them they can't harvest their crops. And the communists always do that. And the reason they do that is because communists want to kill a lot of people. And the easiest way to kill a lot of people is to let them starve to death. Doesn't cost you any money on bullets. You don't have to set up any kind of gas chambers or mass hangings or anything like that. All you do is you set up some patrols, some roadblocks, so that the food trucks can't get into a city, and within 2 months, half the city's dead. So the communists are in charge now. They will starve us out. Make no mistake, this is coming. And I agree with you and Bob Griswold. Originally, I used to tell people, well, I have 2 months' worth of supply, 2 months' worth of food on hand. I'm telling people you need 2 years as well, because that's typically how long they've instituted these famines. Now, some food might come through. You might, you know, they might set up, you know, some distribution center where you have to get in line, stand in line for 24, 48 hours and get, you know, your 2 pounds of rice. That might be an option. But if you want to avoid standing in line for 2-3 days to get, you know, 2 pounds of rice, then you better have it at home. And so, you know, I used to say 2 months. Then I went, well, you know, better to go for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Dave, you know, it's going to be 2 years. And so the product you are selling with a 25-year shelf life, get it. Get 2 years worth. And then you'll be okay. And then while everybody else is starving and dropping dead, because the thing is, people don't actually die from starvation. What they do is, what happens is the malnutrition causes a host of other diseases, mm-hmm. and illnesses. Yep. And typically people die from illness. It's very rare for them to actually die from starvation, except, well, you know, under a communist regime. So if you don't die from an illness first, then you will die from the starvation. And that's what the communists do, Dave. And we are under a communist regime. And they're planning this. They're getting ready for it. You can see it. I can see it. 2 years worth of food. The other thing I wanted to say is about the water filter. I did a video about a year and a half ago called How It Will Go Down. It's not really a video. It's just me telling a story. And what I wanted to do, I mean, it went viral. I think I had like 250,000 views on that thing, which is viral for me. I'm just a small channel. I'm a nobody. But what I did was I wanted to show people how it will go down in a story form. You know, just listen to the story and hear how the progression of events went down. I am now working on one more script. And again, it's just going to be a story form. But I've been writing the script. And in this script, I'm saying the second wave, or I'm calling it the third wave, because they're already promoting the second wave now. But October, you're going to get the third wave. And my suspicion is that the third wave will be a real disease, probably something like anthrax, you know, because I'm not sure there even is such a thing as a virus. And so, but anyways, that's another topic. But I think they're going to hit us with a real disease. And what I believe they're going to do is put it in the water. I really do. I think they're going to put it in the water to make sure that a lot of people get sick and a lot of people die from it. So starting in October, this is my prediction coming out. I'm going to have this video out in about 2 days. My prediction is that they're going to release a real disease. I think they're going to put it in the water. But either way, you need to find a way to get pure water by October. And so the two things you've been promoting are the two things I'm worried about the most: mass famine and some kind of a toxin in the water supply. It's so easy to do.
It really is. And you know, another thing that's occurred to me as you were talking about this is that some people think by the time we get to this, the vaccines will be mandatory. And so not only might they not put it in the water, for one, but they could very well put something into the vaccines, which a lot of people think.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't get the vaccine. Absolutely not. Under no conditions get a vaccine. I mean, the whole story of the vaccine, you know how I knew this vaccine stuff was nonsense? And this goes back about 5 years, where already a lot of people, you know, and I was just talking to a guy the other day, you know, he's in there in Denver, and he called me. He sent me a donation, which is very nice. Sometimes I get a donation. And I told him, I said, listen, you sent me $100. Tell you what, I'll talk to you for an hour on the phone. How about that? Can I do that for you? So we talked, and he was really happy just to talk to somebody that's, you know, on the same wavelength, and he's getting ready. And he's up in Denver. And his oldest child has autism. And I said, was it from a vaccine? And he says, I don't know, but, you know, nobody in our family has autism. Nobody, you know, not, there's no history of it. You know, that's probably what it was from, you know. So I knew that these vaccines, there was something wrong with it, because they started arguing it on mainstream media.
Yeah.
They said that if you don't get a vaccine, your children will endanger the children that do get a vaccine. So, you know, we are in such a dumbed down world, you know, that'll fly over the head of most people. But, you know, I still grew up in a time when, you know, we learned things, and I understood the principles of a vaccine. If you have a vaccine, then you supposedly have the antibodies. And how could a non-vaccined person or non-vaccinated person infect you? Either the vaccine doesn't work or the whole thing is a lie. But the fact that the mainstream media was pushing this as an argument told me the vaccines don't work. It's all nonsense.
Well, the whole concept is nonsense.
Yep.
And why does injecting yourself with poison get you used to it? You know, I used to take allergy shots. Same concept, right? So they test you for what you're allergic to. And you up your dosage incrementally as you tolerate it. But I was on them for 8 years, and I saw no improvement. And I asked the doctor once, I said, well, tell me, we're not really seeing any improvement in my allergenic responses. And he says, yeah, a lot of people think this is voodoo. And I said, well, isn't there any empirical evidence to support it? And he said, not really. So that was my last injection. Yeah. And I look at this, and I'm just saying, wow, unless you suppress the immune system, nothing would work. So here's the deal. If you can't find any empirical evidence to support the use of these vaccines, why isn't the public calling these people out on it? I mean, it's easy to find.
Yeah. Well, you know, a big problem is the, of course, you're familiar with Charlotte Isserby.
Yeah, I used to interview her.
That's right, yeah, because I listen to all your shows, Dave. I'm a big fan. And, you know, they've dumbed down our education system now to such a degree. Look at what's going on around you. I mean, I'm only 63 years old, but you know, the difference between people today and when I was young, it's like night and day. People today know nothing about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about anything. I got 30-year-old guys that, you know, I said, let's go for a bicycle. Okay, my bicycle's broken. I said, let me see. Well, you got a flat tire. Oh my God, how do I do that? I said, an air pump? I mean, a 30-year-old guy doesn't know how to use a tire pump on a bicycle. I mean, they just don't know anything. So when it comes to, you know, fancy words like vaccine, it just baffles the minds of these people, and they can't wrap their head around it. But trust me, from a rational, logical point of view, none of it makes sense. You're right, Dave. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't, but people just... Well, let me give you an example. Every person in California right now should be in rebellion against Newsom, just for one reason and one reason alone. You can go to a casino, and there's no masks, there's no social distancing, but he has prohibited church, and he's prohibited gyms being open. I can't reconcile that in any way, shape, or form. And here in Arizona, we have the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here in Canada, it's the exact same thing. And people believe this. They just follow along with it. It makes no sense. Oh, my God. Oh, if you riot and burn down cities, that's okay. But, you know, to bring your kids to a park and walk the dog, oh, you're going to get arrested and a $2,000 fine. I mean, come on, people. Don't you see what's going on? I can't believe people follow along with this. They just go along with it. But, you know, it's the educational system. It's the media. I also think it's something in the water, Dave. I really do. There's something else at work here.
Passivity. Inducing passivity. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's the fluoride or something. Maybe it's in the air. I don't know what it is, Dave. But between you and me, they're zombies. They're making zombies out of people. They can't think. They can't reason. They obediently obey everything they're told by the mainstream media. Don't watch the news, for crying out loud. I tell it to the grocery checkout counter all the time. Whatever you do, don't watch the news. It's pure poison. But I can't believe it. But there's something else at work, Dave. I'm not kidding. And also, I suspect I have done a lot of work with vibration and frequency. I'm an artist, and I'm also a musician. And the last two public art installations that I created, I did one in there in Ventura, California, and the last one here in Fort McMurray, Alberta, which is up in the subarctic. I did two art installations, and they both work on frequency and vibration and light and music. I wired this all together. I've been studying this since I was 13.
I can tell you
for a fact that vibration and frequency will affect your mind. So I'm thinking that maybe with the 5G or the 4G or whatever the hell they've got going on now, they're beaming something out to make people even dumber. So I think the education system, the fluoride in the water, and I don't have a doubt that they're also using some sort of electromagnetic frequencies to make people into idiots. I can't explain how you can get so many stupid people. It used to be there was a few stupid people on every crowd, but most people were pretty smart. No. Now you can't find a smart person in a group of 100. You have to find 1,000 people, and you might find two people that have it together. I don't know what to say, Dave. I'm living in a science fiction nightmare movie.
I know. It's interesting you brought up the frequency thing. A couple things about that. One, going back to the first days I taught psychology, 1980 to be exact, and I showed a video. It actually wasn't a video. It was a 16mm. Well, I'm dating myself. But there, it was about a guy named Jose Delgado, a Spanish physiologist.
I know him. Yep.
Yeah. And,
I saw the video.
Yeah. So
I studied psychology, too. We saw the same videos.
Exactly. So he showed behavioral change in animals. And then later he applied it to humans when they brought him to Yale, and then SRI, Stanford Research Institute, recruited him, and he worked for the CIA until he died in 2011. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right about the technology, but this even gets into astrophysics, because Michio Kaku and a lot of great minds, I just did an interview on this recently, the difference in the dimensional realities that we're in has to do with frequency levels. Change the frequency, you can change the dimension.
Yes. What I did with my art installations, Dave, was I wanted to create a peaceful, calming vibration so that people would feel comfortable and relaxed. And I tuned the installation specifically to those kinds of frequencies that you would normally experience during times of meditation. So that when people came within the vicinity of my art installation, they would start to feel calm and one with the world, you know, as though they were meditating. I did that on purpose. Now, if I can do that with an art installation, broadcast frequencies that, I mean, go online, you can find out what they are. It's really easy. It's beta, delta, theta, you know.
Yep.
Very low frequencies, but what I did is I used music to what we call a beat pulse, a beat tone within the music, and that beat pulse would be at the theta level. Anyways, if I can do that with an art installation, what do you think the government can do with all their money and all their science? You know, they've known about this for a lot of times. Now, you can just as easily, like what I tried to do was create a calm, peaceful, enlightening kind of environment with my music and art. What do you think the government's doing?
Well, I think what you're alluding to here, let me just guess, okay? The next step would be the government has high tech and doing what they know can be done. And they're inducing passivity, which is why people accept this nonsense.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. Passivity, and also, I don't know, because, like, listen, I don't have the research facilities of the government. I could just figure out what I could figure out with a, you know, with a Heathkit circuit board and what I could get off the internet, you know. I also think they are broadcasting something not only to make people passive, but to make them psychotic, make them lose touch with reality.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think some of the aberrant behavior we see, and also, too, I think some of the agitation we see on protesters, like 30-year-old white women going on Black Lives Matters protests and just going nuts. What I hear from agents on the ground is they're having more trouble with the white people than they are the rank and file of Black Lives Matter in these crowd control issues, and particularly with females. So you have to wonder, are they somehow being deluged with electronic frequencies to change their behavior to raging fury?
Yeah, it's a possibility, Dave. Listen, it can be done. The science is there. They've known about it for at least since the 1920s. Given the fact that our world is ruled by psychopaths, absolutely, that's what they would do. They have all the power. Why not? And they have the science and they have the technology. So I think there's something to it, Dave. You know, there's something in the water, something in the air, something in the frequency. And it's just, you know, we have a whole world that has gone schizophrenic.
But here's the thing. I'm not affected by this. And you're not affected by this. And I'd venture to say many people that come here and listen to my show, they're not affected by this. I'm wondering what accounts for the difference.
I think the difference is some sort of genetic factor. I'll be honest with you, from what I've seen, because you can't teach somebody to not be affected. You can't tell them about it and they'll suddenly come out of it. You either are affected or you're not. You either have an immunity to it. And I think there is people like you and me and your listeners, because let's face it, your listeners wouldn't be listening to you if they were affected by it. So you, me, and the listeners, we all have sort of an immunity to it. It's just like with the Great Plague, you know, the Black Death. You know, millions and millions of people died from it. I think, you know, Europe was, the population was halved. But, you know, half the people, quarter of the people, 30%, weren't affected. They had a natural immunity. And how do you explain that? I don't know, something genetic maybe.
Well, I know even with Ebola, 10% of the people seem to be immune to the after they're exposed. So it could be something to do with that. I think you're probably right. And I look at my own family line. My dad took nonsense off nobody. And I'm kind of a chip off the old block.
Yeah.
So you're very well maybe right. It may be. And my son is very much the same way that I am too. I've tried to shield him from a lot of this stuff, and he's 19 going on 20, and I've tried to shield him from this, and he sees it on his own, and I think it's just our character, and I think you're absolutely right. So what can be done for people who are, quote, under the spell? Can anything be done?
Well, Dave, it's kind of funny. I've thought about this, and I thought about the old canard about tinfoil hat
Yeah.
as an example. But you know what I think it is? I think they knew that a tinfoil hat would prevent the microwaves or the 5G from affecting your
That's
brain.
funny.
I really do. I mean, we know it's like a was it a Fresnel cage? Fresnel.
Oh, a Faraday cage.
Faraday cage. It's like a
Yes.
Faraday
Yeah.
cage. It will block those frequencies. So actually, and I think they anticipated this, and that's why they came out with the meme. Just like they anticipated the word conspiracy theory to prevent people from looking into what's really going on. Just add the tag conspiracy theory and immediately debunks everybody. And the same thing with tinfoil hat. I think a tinfoil hat might actually work. As a matter of fact, I was almost contemplating coming out with products such as a baseball cap that's lined with a copper mesh on the inside. I bet you that'll work. I don't, you know, they we know about the frequencies. We know that it goes into the skull, and also we know that a metal barrier will stop those frequencies, like a Faraday cage. So if you wore a sports cap with a copper mesh on the inside, literally a tinfoil hat, that might actually work.
I have to tell you though, I think that may help. It very well may, but I think there's also a component to this that I would ascribe, and I'm trying to find the right words to express it. I know that in the Milgram experiment, when they basically showed how people will conform to murder someone even when they're not under a lot of pressure, they're just ordered to do so. Two-thirds of the population did that. In a simulation, no one was really murdered, but they would have had it been a real deal.
That's right.
And what they found later when they followed up on Milgram, and what they have found on things like groupthink, getting into the mob mentality when you riot, what they find is prior knowledge of the phenomena lessens the likelihood the person will participate in it. And that's a
Excellent.
pretty, and in the brain, I know with hypnosis. Generally speaking, hypnosis does not work to make people violate their own will and attitude because of something called perceptual defense. But if you can change the landscape and the situation, that's how you get around perceptual defense and create Manchurian candidates. So I think long-winded explanation. I think that us educating people as to how this stuff could work and how it changes us might serve to inoculate, there's a real vaccine for you, might serve to inoculate people from the effects, at least some of the people.
I agree, Dave, and that's why we do what we do. The more people we can wake up, the more people we can warn and explain how this works, then they won't fall for it. It's like magic, if I did magic when I was a kid. Once you know how magic works, you see the trick, right? So it's the same thing with what we're trying to do with explaining how the world works. Once you know it, then you can see the trick, and then the trick doesn't fool you anymore.
Interesting. Now, I was never a magic guy, but I tend to agree with you. It's kind of like seeing a trick play in sports too.
Yeah.
Like a hidden ball technique. But once you know what happens, and I got to tell you, I'm going to make an analogy here. I'm an old time basketball coach, and I saw this thing on YouTube the other day. I just laugh hysterically whenever I think about it. But this one team was taking the ball out of bounds, and they were behind by 1 point with 2 seconds to go, and they had to run an out of bounds play to score quickly to win the game or they'd lose. And so what the coach had a player do closest to the ball, he got on all fours and started crawling and barking. And the other team was so stunned that one guy just walked down the lane, got the ball, made the winning basket, and they won. And I called my son in to watch it, and we must have laughed for 10 minutes and replayed it, just kept laughing hysterically. But here's my point. The distraction keeps us from seeing the reality, and that story I just told illustrates that point.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's a standard ingredient of all strategy is misdirection, which is what the magician does. Magicians use misdirection. So everybody's watching what his left hand is doing, and they don't notice that his right hand is cupping a ball or a cigarette or, you know, another card. And what we see now going on with the Black Lives Matter and the riots and this nonsense and that, everything you see on mainstream media, all of it, everything is misdirection. So that you don't see what's really going on, and you've hit the nail on the head of what's really going on, and that is they're dismantling the supply chains. So while we're all worried about, you know, they're burning down another Starbucks or they're graffitiing, you know, it's ridiculous, these people, absolutely ridiculous. But while we're watching all these lunatics running around in the streets, they're dismantling our society piece by piece. And that's what we're not seeing. It's misdirection, Dave, and you were right about that.
It's incredible. We're kind of bumping up against something I know you know a lot about, which are the philosophies of Sun Tzu towards the art of war. And he said, you know, all warfare is based on deception. And this is just exactly what we've been talking about with magic and that trick play in basketball. And let's go down that avenue a little bit. Do you see any other elements from Sun Tzu that are at work from the globalists and how they're dismantling our country?
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I sent you that that email to come on and talk about some of the things we can do.
Sure.
That is, listen, I've been a survivalist since I was like 13. I read that book On the Beach, and I went, oh my God, I got to get ready for nuclear war, you know. So I've been studying medicine and wilderness survival. I got a firearm the minute I was old enough to get the purchase license. I think at that time you had to be 18. So I got my first firearm when I was 18, and I've been studying it ever since. But there's a thing about survivalism and survivalists, and that is there's a lot of focus on getting supplies, getting equipment. And I love that stuff. Everybody loves it. Oh, look at this great survival knife I've got, or look at this great pocket tool I got, or look at this great gun that we've got. You know, that's wonderful. And it's a lot of fun, and, you know, most of it will come in handy. But when I would give talks on survivalism, I would say your most important tool is your intellect. And that if you're smart and if you're cunning, you can survive without all that equipment. You can survive just on your own. And the reason I know this, I'll give you an example, because I read all the books, you know, Army training, Navy training, Navy SEAL, SAS, Mossad, Spycraft. I've read all those books, right? And there's a very interesting test that the SAS would have to go through. Now, for the listeners that don't know what the SAS are, this is the British Army version of what in America would be like Delta Force or Navy SEALs. These are, you know, elite soldiers that go on and do special missions. And the test for the SAS would be that they would be flown out over continental Europe late at night, jump out of the airplane in the parachute, land somewhere, and they had 72 hours to get back to England. Now, they didn't know what country they landed in. They had no supplies, no money, no wallet, no identification, no food, no weapons. They were simply thrown out the airplane with a parachute. They didn't know where they were going. They had 3 days to get back to base. And that was your test. So even if you were thrown out of an airplane, landed in the middle of nowhere with nothing, you can still survive. It's all about being cunning, being intelligent, being self-reliant. And so that was my inspiration that, yeah, look, I'm glad I got my food. I'm glad I got a couple of firearms. I got some antibiotics. But if I didn't have all that, I would still survive because I have the one ingredient that everybody needs, and that is to be cunning, be strategic, and to be intelligent.
What kind of tools of cunning would Sun Tzu apply to what we're going through now? If we were to flip the table and say, Sun Tzu, help our side, the oppressed side, what do you think he would advise us to do?
Well, the first thing people need to understand is I just came out with a video, and that's called Know Your Enemy. I think I sent it to you in the email. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did.
So that's the first rule of Sun Tzu is know your enemy. Know your enemy and know yourself, and then you will win every battle. So who's our enemy? Well, Dave, our enemy is the entire world. It's absolutely the entire world. It's the government. It's the central banks. It's the media. It's the NGOs. It's the Congress critters. It's the politicians. It's the mainstream media. They're our enemy. It's everybody. They're all against us. They're all working feverishly on the side of the communists to destroy our Western civilization. And it's everywhere. It's Europe, it's Canada, it's Australia, it's New Zealand, it's America. We are outnumbered. We're outgunned. We're outfinanced. You know, when you look at Black Lives Matter, it's just received, how much was it? $400 million worth of donations. Imagine what Dave and Stefan could do with $400 million, right? We survive on fumes. I know you do, and I do. I mean, we survive on loose change and whatever we can find between the cushions on the couch. That's what we live on, and we do what we do, and we try to fight the system. So the only strategies we have left is two strategies. One is to go off grid, go offline, head for the hills, hide out. That's one strategy.
Concealment.
The other strategy,
yep, yep, yep,
is to go guerrilla. But here's the problem with the first strategy.
Mm-hmm.
They will eventually find you.
Yes, in today's technological world and with drones that have facial recognition and cell phones that can track you, yes. And by the way, Stefan, I'll just add this in. You're so right. My NSA friends tell me that, let's say you walk into a restaurant and you speak. You may not have a cell phone on you, but mm-hmm. passive recording of your voice is taken, it's matched, and they have your exact location within 6 to 10 feet.
Yeah, yeah. They'll find you.
Yeah.
I mean, even back, and the reason I know this is because of the very horrible example of the Holodomor, the mass starvation in the Ukraine back in the 1930s under the communists, of course. Communists, that's what they do. They kill people. And even these poor farmers, I mean, they were out, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, small farm, no electricity, no phone, no TV, no sound, nothing. They found them all too. It's very simple. You know, they send a truck, eight soldiers in the truck. They go up to one farm, they grab the wife and kids, throw them on the front yard, start gang raping them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ask the farmer, your neighbors, you got any food hidden somewhere? Maybe stored under the floorboards? Either you tell us or we're going to continue gang raping your children in front of your eyes. That's how they did it. It's very easy. Everybody confesses. Everybody will tell everything, because, Jesus, Murphy, you know, this is coming our way too, folks. You better get ready for this. That's why you need strategies to survive that.
You know, let me interject something here, because I think that this is so important. When you talked about torturing and abusing children and women in a family, and making the male watch it, they semi-rehearsed this very thing in Jade Helm 16, and this wasn't publicized. I was contacted by an intelligence officer who was at this, and he told me, Dave, I've already seen all these things. They just wanted to gauge our reactions. We knew we were being videotaped for our reactions. And what they did, and remember, this was under the Obama administration here, Jade Helm 16, June of 2016. What they did was they brought out family members. They did a number of hostage executions, but one of the ones they did, women and children lined up, but they didn't sodomize them or rape them. What they did was shoot them in the back of the head. Now, they didn't really shoot them. It was a mock execution for the
Right.
drill. And these guys are looking at each other like, okay, so what's unusual about this? We know this. And then they got outside, and this guy who contacted me said they were measuring our response because it's coming. And so what you're talking about here is coming. And if they don't think that Antifa and BLM won't do this, you're not paying attention.
You're not paying attention. That's what the communists do. I've seen. Look at the old historical footage, the black and white film footage of in China and in Russia. That's what. Hundreds of people marched out into the street, shot in the back of the head. No, get another 20 people. Marched them out, shoot them in the back of the head. That's what they did. So if they can find these poor Ukrainian farmers without technology, imagine what they can do now. Personally, listen, I like the idea of, you know, getting a little farmhouse somewhere, you know, and hiding out there, waiting for all this to blow over. But they're going to get you anyways. You can't hide out there. So your next strategy then is, and you have to be really ruthless and cunning to apply this strategy, but you have to go guerrilla. You have to be a two-faced, sneaky son of a gun, right?
Got it.
So I would join the Democratic Party. I would pretend to be a loyal Democrat. And I would be outwardly, you know, in favor of all the communist, but secretly organizing safe houses, underground railroads. You know, that's how we got the slaves out. They all came to Canada back in the old days, you know, through the Underground Railroad. We got to resurrect that kind of a system, that people who are targeted, they have friends, family members, people that volunteer their homes. They have a little room set up in their barn where they can spend a night before moving on to another safe location. Do all that while outwardly pretending to obey the orders and the follow, wear your mask and wear your, you know, your goggles now, whatever it is they're telling you to do, Dick, go along with it. You know, trying to fight them by not wearing your mask. Look, it's noble. I get it. But you know what? It doesn't work. It doesn't hurt them, but it does show you to be a resistor.
Exactly.
And you will, they will come for you, Dave. They will come. Don't think that they don't have.
They're going to come for me no matter what I do, but other people aren't in the same situation as me. I cast my lot a long time ago.
You and me both. That's what I tell people. I said, look, it's not the list you're on. It's the list you're not on. That makes the difference.
That's probably true, yeah. And so, yeah, for the average person, they're going to have to pretend. They're going to have to be the double agent. But here's the thing I would tell my Christian friends. You got to be careful, because if you take the mark of the beast, you've undone all your Christianity.
Well, you know, what I say about that, that is, take the chip, get it. And then, as soon as you get home, take an ice cube, put it on the area where they inserted that chip. The ice cube will numb your skin. Then take a scalpel. I have a scalpel in my emergency kit. Cut the damn chip out. Then wear that chip under a flesh-colored Band-Aid, right? So if you have to go out, you've got the chip. It's under a Band-Aid. If anybody asks or whatever, you say, oh, it got infected when it got, you know, I got a Band-Aid on it. But if you had to go out in secret, you can leave the chip at home. So they're monitoring you, and they see the chip is on your desk in your office. Meanwhile, you're at the midnight rendezvous setting up a safe house. So there's ways around everything. And also, I guarantee you, there'll be people out there that know how to hack that chip. Get in touch with the hackers. The other thing I tell people is get in touch with organized crime. Become friends with the Hell's Angels or, you know, the Mafia, because they will have resources that you won't be able to get anywhere else. And, excuse me. So find people that are like hackers. You know, I would find a way to hack that chip. That way you're outwardly going along with it. If I have to go out or have to buy food or whatever, I've got the chip under a Band-Aid. It's a flesh-colored Band-Aid. Nobody's going to look at it closely anyways. So long as you wave the hand under the scanner and the scanner goes bing, then you're fine. Nobody's going to investigate your wound. But you can take that thing out and leave it at home. And that way, they think they're monitoring you, but they're not. So things like that, you know, it's a strategy called Fool the Emperor to Cross the Ocean. And it dates back to an old story about an emperor who was afraid of water, but they had to cross this bay to get to the other side so that they could intercept the enemy. And so what they did was they told the emperor, oh, we're just going to go to a house and we're going to have a house party. And they decorated one of the boats as a house, and he spent the whole day on the boat. He didn't know that they were out to sea. So, you know, fool the emperor to cross the ocean is what we need to do as well. Outwardly, you know, we're just following the orders, and we've got our, you know, we're obedient slaves and all that. But secretly, we are moving behind the scenes to sabotage, to destroy, to undermine, to subvert. Because guess what? That's how they got over us. That's the tactics they used for the last 80 years, sneaking around. Oh, we're Republicans. Meanwhile, behind the scenes and in the schools and in the universities, they've been subverting our culture and our values.
More than you'll ever know in the universities. It's incredible. Stefan, we're almost out of time, and I wanted to give you a chance to promote the work that you have and help and let people know how they can follow your good work.
Okay, listen, I've got something that I'm selling, and it's called the Survival Library. And what it is if you buy my books, because I can't sell these other books, it's illegal to sell them because they're open domain, open, what do they call it? You can find them, but the thing is, I've been collecting these books for 20 years. Every time I find one, you know, I download it. And so if you buy my books, which is The Art of Urban Survival, The Way of the Warrior, The 36 Strategies of Ancient China, I even include such books as Mastering Secret Work, which is a handbook published by the South African Communist Party, which shows you how they did it. Use their techniques. Learn from your enemy. That's how the communists have subverted our society. It's in a handbook. Use the same handbook to subvert the communist society. And so if you get my books, you get all my books, plus 285 manuals and workbooks on a variety of subjects, everything from, you know, how to improvise a water energy system, windmills, solar panels, to emergency medicine, to escape and evade tactics, small guerrilla tactics, improvised munitions and booby traps, how to plant a garden, horticulture, how to plant how to create a fish pond. You name it, everything is in there, every book you can imagine. And it's divided up. I've done everybody a favor, and I put them into five general categories, so it's easy to find the kind of manuals need, because there's, you know, all in all, there's like 300 books, mine, and the 285 other books. It's a lot of material, but you can download it for $39.95. Keep it on a flash drive. Don't put it on your computer or on your phone, because some of these books are now, I wouldn't say illegal, but you can't find them on the internet anymore.
Exactly, yeah, they're purged.
They're purged, right? And so,
just like the frontline doctors.
Exactly. So if you're driving in your car and the cops decide to search your phone and they find this book on improvised munitions, you know, you're a terrorist, you're going away. So put it on a flash drive and hide that flash drive. But that flash drive, and then all you need is a reader, a tablet that you can recharge either with hand charger or a solar charger, you know, and that way you will have that information handy always, and it'll be secret, and that information will save your life. I guarantee it will save your life in the next 2 years. And so that's the best deal I have. So my website is China Strategies, one word, ChinaStrategies.com. It has nothing to do with China. It's the website I had since my first book came out, which is China Strategies. So I never got another URL. I kept the old one going. And a lot of people think I have something to do with China. I don't. It's just me. And go there. It's on the front page, Survival Library. Download it. Put it on a flash drive. Keep it somewhere secret. Don't let the authorities find it, because you will be charged with terrorism or insurrection if they find it.
Yeah, no question. Absolutely no question. That's right. Well, look, I appreciate you joining us. This has been interesting. I'd like to say it's fun. It's been entertaining to learn, but it's not a fun subject. But still, my listeners, are better off for this. And I want to thank you for joining us here on The Common Sense Show. To everybody else, watch for our new endeavor, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Stefan, thanks for joining us, my friend. We'll catch up soon.
My pleasure, Dave. Anytime.
Take care.